Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Did you feel that pullback January 1st? That was Congress finally passing a compromise bill to prevent the country from careening off the fiscal cliff. In the early hours of 2013, the Senate passed the bill, and much later that day, the House passed it. This bill extends tax cuts for income below $450,000 for couples and $400,000 for individuals. And sequestration, or the $109 billion in cuts to defense and non-defense spending, has been put on hold for another 2 months. The Farm Bill has been extended for another year to allow legislators more time to put together a new version. Also, the bill postpones a planned 27% cut to Medicare payments to doctors and patches the alternative minimum tax to make annual fixes unnecessary for 10 years. But the battle in Congress isn't over yet. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says Americans can expect another few months of contention as the new 113th Congress negotiates over spending cuts and raising the debt ceiling again, an issue that President Barack Obama has said he will not tolerate another debate over.
There has to be a negotiation. The debt limit can only be raised by the Congress. And if the House of Representatives, a pretty important part of the Congress, is totally focused on cutting spending, then that's going to be part of that debt ceiling discussion.
The U.S. Treasury reported Monday that the country has already reached its $16 trillion ceiling limit. People who raise cattle are, as a rule, independent and far-flung geographically. But almost all the beef they raise comes to market through just four enormous packing companies. In the conclusion to the Harvest Public Media series, America's Big Beef, Frank Morris explores how the cattle industry's deep divide has come to a head over something called the beef checkoff.
A typical cow will likely be sold several times on its way to the slaughterhouse. And each time a cow changes hands, at auctions like the Green City Livestock Market here in North Central Missouri, for instance, $1 goes to something called the beef checkoff.
Sold 154 and a half, 13 on one.
One of the sellers here today, Alan Berry, says he doesn't mind these persistent contributions.
That's a cost of doing business.
On this particular day, Berry sold 11 animals, so his contribution to the beef checkoff was $11, while he grossed more than $10,000 on sales before expenses.
You saw my check today and you saw what it cost, so no, I'm not worried about that little $11.
It all adds up, though. The beef checkoff generates about $80 million a year. About half of that goes to something called the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
And that beef is what's for dinner advertising campaign is one of the most widely recognized. When you go to consumers, they remember that one.
Scott George, a Montana cattleman, is the incoming president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
That is one of the prime things that we've done. That takes a lot of money. And again, it's a checkoff-funded program.
One of many. According to George, he says checkoff-funded research has improved the way cattle are handled, and by extension, the quality of beef. He says those funds have promoted safety, paid for the development of new beef products that are more convenient to cook, and for an effort enlisting ranch families to address the industry's PR issues. All work, George says, carried out by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or NCBA.
Now, NCBA has stepped up to the plate, and we've stepped up in a big way because this is our primary business, is production of beef. The cattle we produce end up in the beef supply, and we have a vested interest in making sure the consumer feels good about eating that product.
But the NCBA doesn't just represent farmers and ranchers, but also the four enormous beef packing companies that process more than 80% of all cattle raised in the United States. All industry partners, according to George.
NCBA has tried to work with this entire beef community from the pasture where those calves are born clear to the plate at the end. We don't give preference to any one segment of this except for our producers. We are trying to keep them profitable.
They have betrayed the people who they profess to represent.
Fred Stokes, a Mississippi cattleman, runs the Organization for Competitive Markets.
They do not represent the best interest of the cattle producer. They are proponents for the packing industry. As a result, they've been responsible, in my opinion, for the demise of a lot of producers.
Tens of thousands of cattle producers have gone out of business in the 26 years the beef checkoff's been in place. There are lots of reasons, but Dudley Butler, who resigned as head of the Grain Inspectors, Packers, and Stockyards Administration earlier this year, says the NCBA has played a role. Butler says powerful executives from the big beef packing companies wield undue influence over the boards that govern the NCBA. He says they're promoting policies that are good for packers, but bad for independent producers.
It's the leaders at NCBA, not the grassroots members, but the leaders that are leading their members down the road to the slaughterhouse of vertical integration.
In other words, Butler says the cattle business is going the way of pork and poultry, where the vast majority of independent producers were squeezed out of business, and those remaining have little choice but to work under contract to huge corporations. This summer, a cattleman allied with Butler and Stokes sued the USDA to stop it from allowing beef checkoff dollars from going to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The suit alleges that the NCBA has been using checkoff money to lobby Congress, which it's not supposed to do. Butler and others describe the litigation as a last stand for independent cattle producers. And it does carry an air of desperation. The renegade ranchers have teamed up with the Humane Society of the United States, an animal rights group widely reviled by ranchers. Most of them believe the Humane Society plays on the emotions of people who don't understand farming, sensationalizing animal handling practices, and proposing nonsensical rules. The alliance, according to Butler, is a little like the U.S., siding with Stalin against Hitler in World War II.
The enemy of your enemy is your ally. When you get into these conflicts, there's a line drawn in the sand.
I'm really deeply disappointed in that alliance.
That's Scott George again with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
That organization has fragmented the egg industry.
George says that infighting between cattlemen is what's hurting the beef industry, not power-hungry packers. He says cattle producers need to band together in the face of drought, high feed prices, and uncertain federal policy. But Butler and others see a potent threat to the industry from within. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they say, is helping to create an industry dominated by packers and using beef checkoff dollars to do it. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.
And that's it for Business Beat this week. To see all the pieces in the Beef series, you can head to kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.